with Andrew Point 3AC. Everything I love. That is Morgan Wallen on your hometown country station. I got a treat. If you watched Dallas back in the day, I was always a fan of Bobby. Patrick Duffy joins us now with his lovely bride, Linda, and they have a mission. They were at the Grove City Kroger on Hoover Road, 2 to 4 this afternoon. Now, tomorrow you have a chance to meet and greet at Upper Arlington's Kroger from 2 to 4. So, to you, Patrick, and your lovely bride, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wally.
Nice to be with you.
Here we are in Ohio.
So, Patrick, you went from the oil wells on Dallas to the bakery. Let's talk about your venture into sourdough bread making. How did this all start up?
Well, thank you. Well, you know, our special recipe is the fact that my mother was gifted a sourdough starter in Alaska in 1952. And that's been the Duffy sourdough bread for over 70 years now. And that's what the real central part of Duffy's dough as a company has become, which is carrying this forward with a different purpose, not just feeding our local family unit, but to give 100% of our profits to charity. So that's the basic foundation of Duffy's dough.
Started in our garage. We dehydrate the starter. We got our little food licenses and we went to a certified kitchen and that a friend said we could, you know, work in, and we had our little bonnets on and our rubber gloves. We made the darn starter. And then we schlep it all back to the garage, invite some friends over, crank up the rock and roll, and we packed these little kits and sold them. And over the 4 years we were working hard in our garage, we managed to give away $750. And along the way, some friends mercifully introduced us to Kroger. And they spared us. They said, all right, we get you guys are serious about this. And so we gave them the starter, and their baker made the most delicious sourdough take and bake breads. And so that's what we're on the shelves with Kroger. And we felt especially grateful to be with Kroger because of their Zero Hunger, Zero Waste mission and program.
Because in this country, the hunger ratio is staggering, and actually really it makes me mad. You know, it's 1 in 6 adults in this area, and just in Ohio, 1 in 6 adults and 1 in 5 children go to bed hungry every day, which is remarkable in this country that it happens. So, you know, Kroger is addressing that full speed ahead.
Linda, tell us about the different varieties of Duffy's dough that are available.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we do. We have, as I said, they're all take and bake. We have dinner rolls and sandwich rolls, some multigrain that's very, very delicious. There are a couple of baguettes.
The multigrain is the larger loaves.
Larger loaf, yeah.
Know.
And then there's just a good old-fashioned, solid, traditional sourdough loaf.
I love that 100% of the profits go back into helping people.
It's staggering because we get the fortunate ability to go on some of these rides. You know, when the trucks leave Kroger with the food that Kroger donates, many times we've gone on the rides with Meals on Wheels and go to the food pantries and delivering these dinners, a single dinner to a American vet, a veteran, right, who that's their one meal of the day. You know, it's
heartbreaking and heartwarming all in one
at the same time.
As yeah, get
yeah.
to, you know, to so, learn this curve. And as a colleague of ours at Kroger said, you know, not everyone can write a check for $10, $25, or whatever, but they might be able to buy a loaf of Duffy's Dough sourdough and know that the profits from that one loaf will help fight this food scarcity pandemic, really.
So is this the legacy that you leave behind for your kids?
Well, interesting, because we did start this. It's a friend of ours gave us a phrase because he was talking about himself, but he said he's in the legacy portion of his life, that he wants the things that he does from now on to serve a purpose. And, you know, we're Paul Newman wannabes because Paul Newman started Newman's Own.
Right.
And he's been gone now for years and years, and it does go on, you know. And I think there's family members of his that are still in charge of Newman's Own. So, you know, I don't know if our family members are going to, but the company itself, we're determined, is going to be one of those companies that just continues to get.
That's our hope. But, you know, just chatting with you and helping to get the word out about this new product, is it's not going to happen unless people actually try the bread, lick it, and then tell their friends. So this is very helpful.
And it's easier than doing it with your own sourdough starter, which most people kill at least twice. So,
you know. Guys, let's do a quick backtrack. Somebody buys Duffy's dough. What happens again?
Okay, what you do is you go into your local Kroger store, and you find the Duffy's dough in the artisan bread section, and you buy a loaf of it, and you take it home. Once you've bought the loaf of bread, you know, 100% of Linda and Mai's profit goes directly into charity. You take the bread home, you stick it in the oven for anywhere from 6 to 8 minutes, and you have freshly baked sourdough bread.
Yum.
And, you know, for your friends that are trying so hard to do their own starter, which is a 2-day process to make any loaf of bread, tell them to just buy our bread, throw away the wrapper, stick it in the oven, and lie to everybody who comes over for dinner and say they did it themselves.
What?
Yeah, and that works for me because all the money goes to charity, goes to help feed people.
Yes, it does.
Right.
Yes, it does. We're doing our part. You know, we're adding our drop in the bucket, and, you know, enough drops in the bucket, pretty soon it overflows.
Amen. It starts in a garage or a basement. It starts in your head, and then it goes to your hands, and look what you're doing. Your hands are now helping people.
That's
Believe me, it's a fairy tale. We could never have imagined we would be here, but we are very, very grateful and learning and really seeing good works in action through Kroger's outreach. Yeah.